The Freddie Gray case has brought renewed attention to a decades-old state law outlining due process for officers accused of wrongdoing. Community activists have long criticized the Law Enforcement Officers' Bill of Rights for being too friendly to police, and efforts at reform failed during this year's General Assembly session. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has this look at why the law was created in the first place and what it does for officers.
The Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, also known as LEOBR, came into existence in Maryland with little fanfare. The only mention of it in the Baltimore Sun came June 1, 1974, the day after Governor Marvin Mandel signed it into law. Criminal justice professor Jay Zumbrun from the Community College of Baltimore County says the law was created after police officers experienced a tough time in the late 1960s.
They were kind of getting it from all angles. The relationship with the community was really less than what they wanted to be. They didn't feel they were getting the support of their own management team.
Maryland was the first state to pass an LEOBR. 13 other states have followed. Congress is currently considering a national version of the law. The majority of the time, the law is used for police administrative actions, but it also guides the process if the officer is potentially facing criminal charges. The law became a point of contention in December 2013 during a Baltimore City Council hearing into the death in police custody of Tyrone West 5 months earlier. Complaints about similar laws in other states grew louder after racially charged incidents in Ferguson, Missouri and Staten Island, New York gained national headlines last year. Critics said they protected bad cops. Gene Ryan, president of the City Fraternal Order of Police, disagreed during a state Senate committee hearing on a reform bill in February.
The whole idea, the concept that the Bill of Rights protects bad cops, absolutely false. It protects the good cops.
Ryan said 300 officers have been fired in the last 12 years under the law, not including cops who quit before being disciplined. Reforms proposed by State Senator Lisa Gladden included axing the so-called 10-day rule. The law specifically says an officer under investigation has a right to a lawyer and that the interrogation shall be suspended for 10 days until representation is obtained. Dr. Jeffrey Ian Ross, criminologist and University of Baltimore professor, says the rule gives officers an advantage during an investigation.
In terms of being able to collect their thoughts, re-examine what occurred, and also prevent them from saying something that they might regret under the pressure of the moment.
Ross also says there are some disadvantages. Officers could forget details or they could make up the details of an incident. He says 10 days is too long.
We could get by with half the amount of time. Certainly 24 hours is better. We also have to take into consideration the psychological and physical state of the officer.
He adds that an officer's emotional state should not taint an investigation. Professor Zumbrun, who was on the force in Howard County for 25 years, says he sees both sides of the 10-day argument. For the officer who needs to collect his thoughts after an incident involving force, and the chiefs who need answers.
The chief's position is we need to know as quickly as possible, you know, what the facts are, what happened, so we can alert the community or implement any actions that will help the community feel safer.
LEOBR will be examined by a joint House and Senate work group in Annapolis looking at policing practices starting this summer. Delegate Kurt Anderson, the co-chair, says a statewide consensus will be needed for any reform bill to have a chance of passing in next year's session. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.